John DeFilippo, quarterback coach of the Oakland Raiders, working with Zach Dysart, Ryan Nassib, and from North Carolina State, Mike Lennon.
Really been impressed with this drill, which I've been watching. DeFilippo's got these guys doing just a lot. You can see footwork. It's not about arm strength here. It's about footwork and getting rid of the ball quickly after a read.
There we go, better.
And that's one thing we've noticed about not getting rid of it as quickly as they probably want them to at this point.
Yeah, and Glennon, because of his height, typical of a tall quarterback coming out of college, he's by far the most lethargic of the three. Now I'm going to shut up here and let this guy coach because he's doing a good job.
Okay, off balance. Does that make sense? Okay, so now we're going to work the hook route over here, and I want to see you throw that thing offset. So I want to see you reset your feet over the football, okay, and throw to Luke here. But I want you to give that slant a chance on number one. That's it. Here we go. Boom. Not there. Right there. Good job. One, two, three. Right there. Good. Now I want to see your feet football now, man. I want to see your feet stop to the man over the football. Let's go. That's it. Right there. Very nice. These are the only two throws in our offense. You have to throw, okay, across your body. That's it. Boom. Right there. There it is. Much better. Much better, much better, much better. That's it. Boom. Very nice. And that's what it might be, Zach. It might be a wrist throw. That's what it might be. One, two, three. Boom. Get it up, get it up, get it up. Okay, not bad, not bad, not bad. Okay, not bad. Okay, here's what I want to do now. I don't want to do it. We don't have enough room. Okay, we don't have enough room. Okay, I want to work, let's work some goal line fade balls. Okay, let's work some goal line fade balls. So, ball's going to be on the 3-yard line. Whenever I'm on the 4-yard line or inside, okay, 4-yard line or inside, I'm going to take a one-step drop and hold and let that receiver work. Now, if you're getting press coverage on the outside, it may be a one and hold, let him release. We want to throw that ball in the back pylon box. The back pylon box is a 2x2 from that back pylon, okay? We never want to do what with the football on a goal line fade. Throw it out of bounds,
right?
There's never been a ball in the history of football been completed out of bounds. So I want to make sure I keep it in that back pylon box 2x2, and at worst, give my guy a chance to go up and make a 50-50 play on the ball. Okay, so I want to give this thing some nice arc. All right, and it depends now. I got to know my receiver out there and how well he can beat him off the line of scrimmage, too, versus press. All right, we good with that. Remember now, from the 5-yard line in, these guys can press us this week. Okay, that's the only time they can play press coverage is from the 5-yard line in. If I'm on the 5 or out, we decide to throw a fade. It's as quick a 3 as you can take. All right?
So it's a one-step drop and throw it to the back pylon, but don't be out of bounds.
One step.
Back pylon.
Get it up, get it up,
higher.
Get it up, get it up. That's it. One step.
See, Mike Lennon's not used to being under center on a one-step.
Not bad.
That's good throw, though.
That's what I like right there. That's good arc. Boom. There we go. Keep him in, keep him in.
Dysart.
That's it. Not bad. He'll go make that play.
See, this is a mistake that Andy Dalton made in the playoffs. He throw the, if A.J. Green's there, guys, give him a chance to catch the ball. Whatever you do, don't throw it out of bounds.
See, I know, Luke, I can say that stuff. That's it. Nice ball. That's what we want right there. That's definitely what we want.
Little air under that.
How good a touch do we got? Good. Let's get a couple more.
As we watch Mike Lennon here, Mike Charles, he looks motion. Feet.
Remember now,
it looks like Nick Foles
body lean into it.
Yeah, very similar in the way he throws
first
it.
Up.
And you remember last year, people were talking about how heavy Nick Foles' feet were.
Right? And that's
and
part of it.
They were worried about that.
Yeah.
And as the development continued, he looked a lot better by the time he got his opportunity in Philadelphia.
And he got in shape, Charles. He was a former basketball player that should have had some pretty good feet. And I think as he got in better shape, you could see the feet get better in Philadelphia.
That's it. Very nice.
It's much
very
better nice. By Mike Glennon there.
I'm anxious for the South team ball with their quarterbacks. That's what I'm really anxious
for. Landry Jones, E.J. Manuel, Tyler Wilson. That will be fun to watch when it's time for the South practice.
Landry Jones can rip it now. Landry Jones can make every throw.